This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not contain or replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hey Australia, welcome to My Millennial Money Express. I'm Glenn James and we recorded a tax episode on My Millennial Money with Scott from Altus, and we had a discussion about putting money into super yourself and claiming it on tax versus a salary sacrifice through your employer. So if you want the full episode of the tax discussion, jump over to My Millennial Money and have a listen there.
It's Bye. Exciting.
It is. Just a question Jared asks, and it's a very interesting one that's come up a couple of times in the Facebook group. Is there a difference between making an after-tax concessional contribution to super via BPAY up to the 25K limit, or asking your employer to salary sacrifice the same amount from your pay? Now, I might just talk to this because I was going to do an Express podcast, and I might even just put this little segment up as an Express podcast. So we know that you can put 25 grand a year into superannuation, concessionally taxed at 15%. We also know that part of that 25 grand is your 9.5% SG contribution. So practical example might mean, based on my salary, I get 10 grand a year, or the 9.5%, if it was 10 grand, into my super fund, and the super fund takes 15% tax out of that, and it skips my bank account and, you know, my after-tax dollars normally. That means in that financial year, I've got up to 15 grand that I can put into super and claim 15% on that and lock it away for retirement.
Yep.
Or I can take it home, pay my ordinary tax on it, which could be 30%.
Correct.
And then spend it on a Harley Davidson.
Correct.
So the question is, we know you've got a spare 15 grand in your life. Do you want to pay less or more tax on that money? I know what I want to pay, but it goes into your goals. Do you want to buy a property with it and all that? Yep. So let's just assume that Jared's got an extra 15 grand a year spared that he wants to invest into super to get to the 25K cap. Awesome. So we've arrived at that point. So the government, I think it was what, last year or the year before, they changed the personal contribution.
They did. I think it was nearly 2 years ago, Glenn.
But yes. Yeah. Jeez, time flies when you're having fun, even when you're not. And basically that means that Jared could live his life and 2 weeks before 30th of June say, I can now transfer via BPAY 15 grand into my super fund, tick the box personal contribution. Mm-hmm. He'll have to make a declaration to the super fund and or ATO. The super fund will do it on his behalf to say, yes, please take 15% tax off this 15 grand going into my super fund. And then on his tax return, there would be a deduction of $15,000. So it kind of nets out that he only pays 15%. Now, the other way that he can do it is, well, I know I will have the 15 grand free at the end of the year. I'm just going to get my employer to take it out throughout the year. You know, 26 times if I'm paid fortnightly.
Yep, average it.
So there's no wash up difference. The only difference is, one, you don't have to do a form at the end of the year. Two, you don't have to worry about the time critical nature of making sure you put the money in.
You don't have to remember.
You don't have to remember. Three, I think it's an advantage to have your employer do it because you know it's going to get done and the money is being invested in the market throughout the year.
Yeah.
Another thing is 15 grand, 30 June. Oh, I might just, something's, I want to buy a new lounge. Yeah, I'll spend 5 grand over there. So I like it from a discipline point of view. Now, for an employee, I think it's just easier for your employee to do it. Okay. Self-employed, you can skin the cat a couple of different ways. So you might say, look, I mean, it's kind of startup for the next couple of years. If I've got cash laying around 30 June, I'll make the call then, throw that into super and then claim it. Okay. Or as a self-employed, you might go, well, if I just do it each fortnight, I don't notice it anyway. Yeah. Like, and that's what I did myself.
Oh, and that's always what I advocate, right?
Yeah.
Like trying to spread it out. The lumpiness doesn't matter where you are in life. Like the lumpiness always hurts.
Yeah.
And more importantly, I think you both said it, that if it is your goal and objective to accelerate your savings for retirement, then the habit of doing that frequently just means you've got a greater success of achieving it.
Totally.
And also, just like you said, because it is, you get to that point, you go, oh, do I really want to put the 15, or maybe I'll do something else? Whereas, as you just said, if it had already happened across the whole year, it doesn't become such a big decision.
No. The only difference, so with the self-employed piece, is you may not know what tax rate you have or what percentage you're paying through that year. So,
but however, if, for example, the tax rate's less, you can just, the money that you've already allocated to the super fund as a self-employee, you can just leave it in as a personal contribution.
Yeah.
So it would be considered a non-concessional contribution.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of beyond the scope of this question for Jared, but the long and the short, Jared says, is there a tax difference between the two methods? And the answer is no, it washes up the same. But if you're an employee and you know you've got the money spare, I think it's probably smoother and your life's easier just to let work do it.
Yeah.
Now, the only other thing, there's another catch to that, a third dimension that we haven't talked about in my example, and that is, I said, you know, there's 15 grand left over, so at the end of June, put that in. Sometimes I've talked with clients around cash flowing it yourself into super each fortnight via BPAY, and then at the end of the year, do the wash up and say, yeah, we did that much as a personal contribution. The advantage of doing it your own way, like pushing money to super, not getting your employee to do it for you, is if your situation changed throughout the year, you can easily press stop on your own internet banking and not have to go through HR or payroll, and
it could take a month. Clunky.
Yeah. So I think if you're working for a small employer and they're pretty agile and fast and they can just change it for you, you might go, yeah, just take it out, salary sacrifice. If you're working for the biggest company in the world and payroll's a joke and it's a nightmare and confusing, given it might be the case that, well, I'm just going to do a fortnightly BPAY payment myself, and then I will just, at the end of the year when I do my tax return, make sure we do the documents.
Yeah, okay. And it just made me think of something too, Glenn. It's probably a little bit off topic, but it's worth just mentioning. There's a whole gamut of, and this is probably important for your listeners, of when businesses struggle, there's two things that they normally, rightly or wrongly, stop paying, okay? Often the ATO, and in some cases...
School fees.
School fees.
Super.
Super.
Yeah.
So that's a good point to the listeners, to making sure that they are checking. I know it's really easy when you're young that you're not checking whether super contributions have been made. But let me tell you, the one thing they can never stop doing is paying wages.
Yeah.
Because the employees notice that.
Totally.
Totally. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.